This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. has retaliated with airstrikes for a series of attacks by Iranian-backed militia groups against American personnel in the Middle East. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said the strikes targeted two facilities in eastern Syria used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and affiliate groups. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb says the strikes were not intended to influence the Israel-Hamas war.
In their minds, this is not intended to expand the war. It was narrowly tailored to defend U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria, the Pentagon says, and it has nothing to do with the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas, with the defense secretary saying tonight that they do not want this to constitute a shift in the U.S. approach to the Israel-Hamas conflict. They urge all state and non-state actors in the region not to escalate this into a broader regional war.
VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb. Meantime, China's top diplomat is raising hopes for improving U.S. ties during a three-day visit to Washington. We get more on that story from the AP's Norman Hall.
Wang Yi, China's top diplomat, speaking through a translator, says communications between Washington and Beijing need to be improved.
China and the United States need to have dialogue. Not only should we resume dialogue, the dialogue should be in-depth and comprehensive.
Wang will visit with his counterpart, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and other high-level U.S. officials, including possibly President Joe Biden. Both countries appear eager to stem any further decline in their ties. Norman Hall, Washington.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing an early test here in the U.S. in his first full day on the job. We get more on that story from the AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
This is a dark time in America.
Johnson says the Maine shootings have moved everyone in Congress, while Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says the killings must spur another conversation in the House.
About how we try to confront the gun violence epidemic.
Johnson says for now, lawmakers are hopeful and prayerful.
Prayer is appropriate in a time like this, that the evil can end and this senseless violence can stop.
Johnson did not answer questions about the possibility of any gun violence legislation. President Biden is urging the House GOP to fulfill its duty to protect the American people and work with him on a bill to, among other things, ban assault weapons. Sagar Magani at the White House.
European Union countries have long been divided in their approach to Israel and the Palestinians, but the brutal nature of the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th, which killed more than 1,400 people, and the hardships of civilians forced them from their homes in Gaza, have shown a bright spotlight on their divisions. During a summit Thursday, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen laid the blame for the crisis in Gaza squarely with Hamas.
Hamas has provoked a humanitarian crisis in Gaza. For the Commission, it's very important that we continue to intensify our efforts to deal with the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The aid needs to reach Gaza unhindered and quickly.
Here in the U.S., General Motors and Stellantis are in talks with the United Auto Workers Union to reach deals that mirror Ford's. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
GM and Stellantis will have to follow the pattern set by Ford, or it's likely the UAW will add factories to its partial strikes. GM has said it's losing about $200 million per week, and this week the strikes hit the highly profitable factory in Arlington, Texas, that makes large truck-based SUVs such as the Chevy Tahoe. GM is likely to be the next company to settle after agreeing to pull new electric vehicle battery factories into the UAW's national contract. The UAW sees the plants as jobs of the future as the nation and world transition from internal combustion engines to battery power. I'm Ben Thomas.
And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.